Well, how hard was it for you to accept and get over your mother's death?
It was not easy at all. It was hard enough to go home after Papa died, but it was terrible after my mother. She was always there. But seeing her ill for a long time and not her real self prepared us more for her death than we were prepared for Papa's. I know that's in your eyes.
Well, had she ever talked to you about her attitude toward death and dying?
No.
What do you think it might have been?
What killed?
No, just how she felt about death and dying.
Well, she was resigned to whatever God had in store for her. I think He prepares us that way. Most of us do become that way, I think.
And do you think you share her attitude toward death and mortality?
It's not as fearful as you think when you're younger, it seems. It's just you love life right on. I'm in no hurry. But I think death is a part of living. And we have to have an exit the same as we had an entrance. So, and you just have to go ahead. I just would like to die in my sleep if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't all of us.
What do you think was the most important thing you learned from your mother?
To be a moral person.
A moral person.
And that my moral in all kinds of ways, in your dealings with all people.
Say some more about that.
Not only when it comes to your personal bodily morals, but to be a moral person in that your word can be accepted without doubt. That your influence is only good. What else would go with being moral? In other words, to have strong principles and do not deviate, don't be dissuaded. So that people know how you stand. There's no doubt about your character. As far as morality or honesty or anything.
Well, what do you think life is like for people who don't have these qualities?
Well, I think they can't be happy. They can't be satisfied with themselves. Because I think God meant for us to be that way. Take a stand on something. And don't be misled, misguided.
What kinds of things do you think of Big Mama as taking a stand on, and yourself as taking a stand on in your life?
Just many little things. I can't think of any big things. Just little things. I say, no, that's against my principles. I can't do this or that. And honesty and integrity, I guess they may be synonymous, but not altogether. Morality. What else goes with that? So nobody has to guess what kind of person you are. Everybody knows. If you want somebody to help you with something shady, if a person wants somebody to help him with something shady, and he mentions a name, and someone says, oh yes, he'd be good. But someone mentions your name or my name, maybe. Say, oh no, don't. They wouldn't help. In other words, that reputation is It's not something that you go around broadcasting, but by your life, you've shown just what your stands are at the moment.
Did Big Mama leave any personal belongings that you still have, or that another member of the family has?
Only her furniture, and she had very little. Evelyn has what was hers largely. I may have a little scarf or something like that. I have a scarf or two of hers. I had a chair of hers, but I took it back, put it over there. I want one of those old rockers.
From the porch?
No.
No?
The inside mahogany rockers.
Oh, the mahogany.
The old ones in the bedroom.
Now, are those, I'm trying to remember those, are they wooden with cane backs, or are they?
No, they're wooden, and they have one wide piece right here. And they're rather low rockers. They may be this low or a little bit lower. There are three of them over there, and I'm going to get one of them. I don't know if either wants to give it to me or not. I'm just going to tell them. But I don't have anywhere to put it now.
Now, this is the last question about her. Is there anything else important that I forgot to ask about her? Anything we left out?
I don't think so. Mama was greatly admired by many people. Everybody called her Miss Lilla. The only person I ever heard criticize Mama was Paul's mother, Miss Kirkland. She criticized everybody. And I heard that she had criticized Mama severely. I thought it was because Paul liked to stay around at the house better than he liked to stay with her when he came home. We all thought that. Because they'd get into a quarrel around there. I think she was jealous of me. Everybody else spoke very highly of her.
What became of her property, Miss Kirkland?
Well, it was divided among her children. Well, let's see, there was Cleo, Broughton, Cleo, Paul, and Nita, and Randolph's children, Randolph died. So it was pretty well divided.
Well, shall we go and